is what actually helps us to grow sometimes. Another way we can grow in perseverance, Hebrews 12:2, is to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, or the perfecter of our faith, keeping our eye on the goal. We need to make sure we don't get bogged down in all the little problems, all the little difficulties, all the little problems that life throws at us. Because every day we get hit with little things, you know, little things we got to figure out, we got to take care of, we got to do this, we got to do that. And we want to make sure we don't get sidetracked, running off on rabbit trails, going all over the place, and forgetting the goal, which is to follow Christ, which is to become like Christ, which is to walk in His will and His purpose for our life. So we need to keep our focus on Christ. That's the second thing. Another thing, the third one, we need to remember who we're working for. If we want to persevere, it always helps if we know who we're working for. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord you are serving. When we're working for someone else and that person fails in some way, we might get mad. We might get discouraged. We might get frustrated. We just decide, I'm out of here, man. I don't want to do this. I'm just going to quit. But if our heart is right in our relationship with God and we're working as unto the Lord, He gives us the strength to persevere. And I'm not saying that there aren't situations where God even wants us to remove ourselves. But I'm talking about when we are in His plans, when we are doing what we're supposed to be doing and we feel like quitting. Maybe because somebody didn't recognize us, somebody didn't treat us right, somebody said something, somebody, you know, did something that upset us in some way. And we have to remember that the reason we are working, the reason we are serving, the reason we live is because we are working under the Lord. And He will give us the strength to persevere. We need to remember that we're not alone. That's another thing. Hebrews 12:1 starts up by saying, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. We need to remember that there are many, many, many people who have gone on before us. People who have stood the test of time. They have run the course. They have run the race. They have finished the race that God marked out for them. It's something that can be done. It can be done. We can't, you know, when we know we're not alone, when we go, it's so much easier to go through something when we know we're not alone. How many times have we been afraid to do something and yet somebody was with us and they encouraged us, come on, man, I've done this before. Come on, we can do it. We'll do it together. And then we do it because we're not alone. I remember the first time I rappelled. If you jump on off of something on it with a rope, I did it with a friend of mine, and we went over the side of a cliff. And I remember thinking like, well, what if the rope breaks? What if the tree breaks? What if the knot comes undone? What if I slide down? I mean, every thought went through my mind, thinking like, I could kill myself out here, you know, going over this cliff. And then the guy says, no, I had never done it before, but he'd done it a bunch of times. So we were at these cliffs, and he walks up to the edge and just goes over the edge. And I'm looking down, and I see him on the bottom. Come on. So I said, all right. So I went over the edge. He'd showed me what to do already. So I went down, and I'll tell you what, I had the time of my life that day. I must have done it 50 times that day. It was so much fun. By the end, you know, I mean, there was... I mean, even by the second or third time, there was absolutely no worry. And it was all because somebody was there with me. If I had been out there alone, if I had just driven out there and somebody gave me a rope and the little buckle thing and just said, yeah, just go on over the edge, I don't think I would have done it. I know I wouldn't have done it. We all have fears to overcome. Knowing that we are not alone can help us to press on. God wants us to know that we're not alone. Jesus tells us, I will never leave you or forsake you. There was this little boy who was afraid of the dark, and he didn't want to go out on the porch one night And his mom wanted him to go out there and get the broom. And so she thought, okay, maybe this will be a good time for a little lesson. So she tells him that, you know, son, you don't have to be afraid because God is everywhere. He's inside. He's outside. He's here day. He's here night. And you don't have to be afraid because he's going to be out there on the porch with you. And the little boy says, Mom, are you sure he's really out there? Mom says, yeah. And so the boy goes to the door, opens it a little bit, looks out, sticks his hand out and says, God, if you're really out there, give me the broom. Too bad it doesn't quite work like that, huh? Not only are there those who have gone ahead of us, but there are those that are right here, right now. Let us consider how we might spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:24. That's why it's so important for us to get involved. You know, to get involved with other Christians, to get involved in different ministries, to go to home meetings, to go to men's or women's meetings or breakfasts or luncheons or Bible studies or prayer, or go up for coffee and donuts after the service, or go to different events, you know, to Christmas banquets or this or that, or go out with dinner to dinner with people in church. We need to get connected. We need to not be alone. We're not here to serve God in a vacuum all by ourselves. God has designed it so that we come together as a body and serve him as a body. It's all in his word. Another thing is we need to have a right heart attitude. 2 Thessalonians 3:5. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. We need to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. You ever been involved in something and, you know, you're in it and your heart just really isn't in it? You know, you did it because, well, it was a favor to somebody, or maybe you thought, you know, I should probably help out here or whatever and stuff, but you really didn't want to do it. You know, and things started going wrong there. It's not very hard to walk away, because your heart's not in it. And that's why God says to love him with our whole heart, our whole soul, all with everything, our whole mind, our whole strength. Another thing that helps us to persevere is when we realize that it's God who gives us the ability to do that. That's something we need to have in us. We need to understand that. 2 Corinthians 1:21, now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. Who better to help us stand than God himself? Who better to help us persevere than God himself? Humility is something else that helps us to persevere. When we get all prideful, and we say, I can do this, I can handle it, I don't need anybody, I'll do it on my own, I don't need you, I don't need anybody. Sometimes some people even say, I don't need God to help me, I can do this on my own. Well, James 4:6 says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. How long do you think we're going to last if God's opposing us? I wouldn't want to be in that position. No way. The proud person thinks that he will persevere because of his own strength, his own wisdom, his money, his friends, his whatever. The humble person knows that it's God's grace, it's God's strength that he needs, and he's the one that will persevere. Another one, Romans 5:3. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Oh, boy. Doris, did you just get done suffering a lot with your ear? Amen. You know about that, right? Wes, I know he suffered right along with you there. You know, I mean, and That's a real obvious one, something, a physical thing. And plenty of people in here have suffered from physical things. Sometimes it's just emotional suffering. Sometimes it's loss, you know, or sometimes it's grief. Sometimes it's, you know, our children or our parents. I mean, it could be anything, suffering. But here we thought that we needed perseverance to get us through the suffering. And what God is saying now is the suffering that will teach us perseverance. So don't be surprised when we go through things where we suffer. But we hang on to God. We hold on to Him, and He'll be right there with us. He'll walk us through that. He says He'll never leave us, and He won't. He'll walk us through the suffering time, and yeah, it might be rough. But we'll come out on the other side. And when we do, we'll be that much stronger so that the next thing that comes at us won't bug us as much. Another thing that will help us persevere is knowing God's Word. Walking it out, praying it, you know, living it, being trained by it. These are the ways that we learn to persevere. The Word of God is powerful and it's effective. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It can judge our emotions. It can cut right down the line and say, that's you, that's God. That's you, that's God's Word. Follow that, ignore that. I mean, the Word of God will tell us. It lays it right out. It's good for training, instruction, rebuke, correction. The Word of God is powerful and effective. And it will help us to persevere when we know it. Self-control. Almost done here. A fruit of the Spirit. We all need self-control. We all wish we had more self-control. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. In other words, if the Holy Spirit is really living in our life, He's active and moving, we're allowing Him to have influence in our life, He's going to give us the ability to control this self. Dealing with ourself is essential if we're going to persevere, because the self, our flesh, is always looking for the easy way out. Have you noticed that? Isn't it? It's so much easier just, you know, you got work. Well, you know, I'm just going to go take a little nap. Or I just need to sit down for a little while. Or you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow sounds good. Maybe next week. Or maybe I can get someone else to do it. Or maybe, you know, that's not my job. Or whatever it is, the flesh always wants to avoid everything painful, anything that's too much work, too hard. But the Spirit of God will encourage us to do what God wants us to do. And He'll give us the self-control so that we can control this flesh. We have to use this flesh, unfortunately, to get around, you know, to accomplish things in the material world. And then we're stuck with this flesh that doesn't want to do what it's supposed to do. I mean, we're really in a predicament, aren't we? I mean, here we carry along this dumb flesh day after day, week after week, year after year. It's always fighting against this. It always wants to do its own thing. And the real me, the real person inside of us, our spirit, is desiring like crazy to do the will of God. And yet this flesh always gets in the way. And so when the Holy Spirit is given free rein in our life, when we're really being led by the Spirit of God, He'll help us to control this thing, this flesh, and win, persevere. Mark 13:13, the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. The champions, the ones who are victorious, the ones who are still standing when the battle is over. You ever see those war films and they pan this big old vista and all you see is bodies laying everywhere? And then usually after they show that, then they start to show a few people that are walking around and they're looking at everything. And there are a few that remain, that stayed, that are still alive. That's you guys. Starters are a dime a dozen. Anybody can start out a race, but how many are going to finish it? How many are going to finish it? 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to the saints at Down River, to those who remain standing, but also to all who have longed for his appearing, he says. For those of us who really seek after him, those of us who are longing for God, those of us who our spirit inside of us is allowed to have free reign and overcome this flesh, those of us who persevere, to him who overcomes, Jesus said in Revelation, over and over and over, to him who overcomes, to him who overcomes. How many people in here today want to be an overcomer? You want that? That's what we got to do. We got to constantly tell ourselves. We have to be, you know, aware of that. We have to think about that. We have to say, you know, I am going to do this. I'm not giving up. Because there's so many little things that are going to sneak in every day. All kinds of ways, all kinds of things to slow us down, to help us drift away on the waves. I don't think anybody here wants to drift away and lose what we have in Christ. We want to keep what we have. Live up to what we have already attained, as Paul said. And to keep growing, to keep going forward, to press on, to strain forward towards the mark of our high calling. That's for all who would persevere and live in Christ. That's for us. It's for us. I ask the prayer team to come on forward. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about persevering. And there's even a lot more that don't use the word, but still say the same thing. It's all throughout the scripture. God is constantly trying to get our attention and tell us, don't give up. Stand firm. Keep going. Press on. Strain towards what is ahead. Persevere. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Don't give up. Over and over, hundreds of different ways throughout the scripture. That's the word for us, that we need to persevere. When you feel, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of everybody. I'm sick of what God's doing. I'm sick of what the devil's doing. I'm sick of life. You know, sometimes people feel like that. Sometimes we can feel like that. We have to dig in. We got to dig in and say, you know, I know what is true. I know what is real. God, I am committed to persevering. I'm committed to you. And we pray. We seek God. That's why I gave all those things. There's about 10 of them there that will help us to learn how to persevere. And there's more. I just gave some. Most of those I gave are actually straight right out of the Bible telling us how to persevere. God is so interested, wanting us to make it. He's just waiting so that one day he can come and say, well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. That should be the words every one of us are longing for. Well done, good and faithful servant. Nobody is going to stop me. That's what we should think. Nobody is going to stop me from serving God. Nobody's going to get in my way. Nothing is going to stop me. I am committed to persevering. I am committed to God's plan for my life. I am committed to being one that stands firm until the end. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, for bringing us to the place we are today. I pray that every single one of us here right now, all those who hear this word, would be encouraged and in fact would be convinced that I am going to persevere. I know that we can do this because Jesus Christ has promised it, that we can do this, that he will give us the strength to do it, that all things are possible through him. Lord, we know that you are with us all the time, that your Holy Spirit is with us, that you give us the ability to stand. We receive that from you today, Lord God. We receive every gift, every blessing, every encouragement, every strength, everything that you have for us, Lord God. We receive it that we might be faithful and stand until the end, that we might be standing with you, firm, dedicated, persevering, until the day when we enter heaven and you grab us, wrap your arms around us, and say, "Well done, my faithful servant." Thank you, God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.